Welcome to episode 48 of the Jake Talk Sports podcast on location. As you can probably tell from the audio quality, I am on vacation, but I have some free time and I wanted to record an episode for you guys. Before we get right into it, be sure to check out the podcast on all platforms. If you're listening on Spotify right now, be sure to rate us, review us, give us any feedback you can, and whatever platform you're on, do anything you can to help out the podcast. That'd be greatly appreciated. Let's get right into the episode. Alright, so this is part two to an episode that already came out. Episode 47 was the first part of my hot take episode, where I DM'd a bunch of people, tweeted out a bunch of things about hot takes, and had people come back at me with some. And so this one is the ones that I got texted. Okay, I texted some of my friends. I did all the Twitter ones in the first part. Remember, if you want to go check that out, episode 47 was all of that. So first and foremost, here it is. My buddy Coy Reader. Okay, my buddy Coy Reader. I texted him, obviously. I gotta find the text, give me a second. Okay, said, what's your highest NFL take? And he said, the Bucs are winning the Super Bowl and the Jags are a wild card team. I'm gonna start off with the first thing. I want to preface this by saying that that Coy is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. He is probably the biggest Tampa Bay sports fan I've ever met. Definitely the biggest Tampa Bay sports fan I've ever met. One of the biggest sports fans in general I've ever met. This guy is in love with his teams. But does that make him biased? Yes. But also, this isn't like the most like out of left field, like absolutely stupid take. I mean, the Bucs are primed with Julio Jones, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans once Chris Godwin comes back to have one of, if not the best, receiving corps in football. I don't think that people are giving Julio Jones enough credit because of the one touchdown thing in Tennessee. He dealt with an injury, obviously, but this has never been a guy who's been a huge volume touchdown guy. If you're looking to get 10-plus touchdowns at Julio Jones, it's just not going to happen anymore. It might have been at the early parts of his career that might have been happening, but that doesn't happen now. I still think that he's a top-tier receiver, or he can be at least, and who better than to elevate him to that than Tom Brady? So this isn't a bad take, but this part of this segment is me saying whether or not I agree with them, and I say absolutely not. I think that they could make it there because the NFC is weak, but the AFC, I'm pretty heavy into the take that the AFC is winning the Super Bowl this year, whether it be the Bills or the Ravens or the Chargers or whoever it ends up being. I think that the AFC is winning the Super Bowl, but like I said, I think they can get there, but I do not think that they are going to be Super Bowl champions this year. And then the Jags are a wild card. This one's really, really tough, and this is a very hot take because I don't have them winning that many games. This one I definitely disagree with. I don't think there's any reason why you would say that the Jags are going to be a wild card team because they haven't improved enough to do that, and this is a really tough AFC. First of all, they're the fourth best team in their division right now, maybe third. The Texans have a bad roster too. So take the fact that they're a bottom two team in their own division, and the top two teams are probably both making the playoffs if you think that the Titans or the Colts or whoever ends up finishing second are going to be good enough for that in this AFC. And let's talk about that. This is the AFC this year. I mean, it's top heavy. There are so many good teams. You have the Bills, the Chargers, Raiders. You have the Bills, the Chargers, Raiders, like basically the entire AFC West. You have the Ravens and the Bengals who were good last year. I mean, you have the Patriots who are somehow always in playoff contention. I mean, the Browns, if Deshaun Watson doesn't get suspended for longer, he should get suspended for longer. But if he doesn't, could still contend, unfortunately. But there's no way that the Jags and this AFC end up being a wildcard team because right now, four division winners, okay? In my opinion, that's going to be the Bills, the Colts, the Chargers, and who am I forgetting? Oh, the Ravens. And then three wildcard spots that could go to any of the AFC West teams. Say one AFC West team gets a spot. You're really going to say that the Jags get in over like the Patriots, or Jags get in over the Broncos, Chiefs, or Raiders? The Broncos, there's no way. If the Jaguars do it, good for them. Props. I like the Jaguars. I love Trevor Lawrence, but there's absolutely no shot this happens. Alrighty, this next one comes from Mr. Kyle Shirley, who was just on the podcast a couple episodes. If you guys haven't listened to that episode of the podcast, go ahead and do it. We had a great time talking about the Bulls, who are his NBA team, talking about the NBA in general, and talking about some Vegas odds as far as the NFL goes with win totals, MVP stuff, and so much more. So go check out that episode. Little selfless plug here. I said, what's your hot NFL take? And he said, probably that Xavier Howard is the top two corner league, but if you want to make it really hot, just say he's the best, because I think there's an argument to be made. No way. I'm sorry. No way. Xavier Howard is not a top two corner in the league, in my opinion. I mean, this is my opinion. This is his opinion. This is my opinion. Xavier Howard is not a top two corner in the league. I think he's probably borderline top five, I would say. Or fringe top five. But in my opinion, the top two guys are Ramsey and Alexander in that order. Jair, people kind of forget because he was hurt last year how absolutely locked down this dude is. He is a machine, and he is the second best corner with the potential to be the best corner in the NFL. Guys I would put over Howard right now, Jair, Jalen Ramsey. I'd probably take AJ Terrell over him. JC Jackson, I might even take over him. There are a lot of guys that I would take over him currently right now. I do think he's probably top five. I think there's pretty much very few, if any argument that he's not top five. But there is an argument for that. Does he have an argument for the best cornerback in the league? No way. Even if I were to agree with the top two take, the when I get really spicy and say he's top one, there is no way that Xavier Howard is the best cornerback in the league. He kind of gets the Trayvon Diggs treatment where he's like, hey, he had 14 interceptions in a season or however many he had. Look at all these interceptions he had. He had so many interceptions, but at the end of the day, he's not better than guys like Jalen Ramsey or Jair when it comes to actually playing the cornerback position in other aspects and just getting picks. So I don't think Xavier Howard's top two cornerback in the league. I do not think he's any argument for the best at all. Okay, this next one's and this last one for this episode is going to come from my buddy Luke. He, first of all, said that the Vikings are winning the North, which I honestly think is not necessarily... I don't think it's a hot take. The Packers really are in a bad spot with the receiving core. We know that Rodgers has a decent record without Devontae, and does that matter? I guess we'll see. But in my opinion, I think the Packers could definitely lose some games that people aren't really expecting them to lose because Aaron Rodgers, but there are a lot of games, trust me, I'm a Packers fan, there are a lot of games in my life where I've sat there and said, doesn't matter, it's Aaron Rodgers, and they've gotten blown away. The Josh Rosen Cardinals game that before McCarthy got fired. But this is Matt LaFleur. So this is kind of a hot take because a lot of people are taking the Packers, but the Vikings are also one of those teams that you look at every single year and you say, oh, wow, this roster is so talented. Oh, they're going to be so good. And then all of a sudden they're out of the playoffs, and that's exactly what happened last year. And I'm done being high on the Vikings because it never works out for you. You only will get hurt if you predict the Vikings to be good. Maybe not this year, but for now, I'm not going to bet on that. So this is a hot take. This being a hot take is debatable, but I don't think that I would agree with it if it was considered a hot take. Because I don't agree with this take. I think the Packers are winning the division. And as non-biased as I can be. And then the second one was, I think Jimmy G is meant for the Giants. I have to say no, and the reason is because I am a Daniel Jones supporter. And here's the thing. Okay, I usually do not like making guys excuses for coaching. When everybody sat there and said, breakout season for Sam Darnold, now that he's got away from Adam Gase, I didn't say a word like that. I knew for a fact that Sam Darnold was still going to be Sam Darnold. Here's the thing. Okay, Daniel Jones could actually be good. He is more talented, I think, than Sam Darnold at his core. He might not have shown it stats-wise, he might not have shown it any otherwise, but I think that at his core, he's a more talented quarterback. He now has a very, very good coach, a very good offensive mind, which is always good for a young quarterback. Okay, he's looked great in training camp. That's a very good receiving core if they're all healthy with Galladay, Tony, Shepard, and whoever else is there. Okay, Saquon's a good receiving back. Okay, Saquon's a good running back. They improved the offensive line. They gave some defensive pieces to kind of support him there. He is primed to have a good year. I don't think Jimmy G is primed to be the quarterback of the Giants. I think he's primed to be the quarterback of the Panthers. I think he's primed to be the quarterback somewhere. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that he's a winning quarterback. Okay, you can say the quarterback's on a winning stat. I mean, he is coached by Kyle Shanahan, but Shanahan can do it. There are some other coaches who probably could as well. At least squeeze 8 or 9 wins out of him, depending on what team he ends up going to. But I disagree with this one that he is not destined to be a member of the New Giants. Go Daniel Jones. All right, that just about wraps up part 2 of the hot takes. I am back from vacation in just a few days, and the normal episode schedule will resume as well as my normal setup will resume. I'm sorry for the audio quality differentiation between this episode and the last few episodes. Obviously, that will not continue once I'm back from vacation on my normal setup. But thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, if you're on any platform, just do anything you can to help us out, help support the podcast. Follow me on TikTok, Twitter, you know all the links. See you guys next time.